just tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this another day that God has given unto us to do some good where? In the earth realm. And we got to remember in these days that is so, you know, and you can add to that. I let you listeners out there add to that. But we're living in terrible days, in terrible time. And God has given us this day to show forth his mercy, right, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
His love,
mm-hmm.
his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The mercies of God prevail over darkness. The love of God prevail over darkness. The grace of God prevail over darkness. So I want to open up this morning with that, and a word from the Word.
God shows himself through each and every one of us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." So we are ambassadors. God is showing his mercy, his love, his grace, his innovation, his creativity, his love through each and every one of us. He is pleading through us on the behalf of Christ for other people. So what does Paul say? We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled unto God. Know that God loves you, that you are the avenue of his kingdom being established here in the earth realm. He is using you as an ambassador. You represent Jesus Christ, not just on Sunday morning for 2 hours, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are a representative of the Most High God. His attributes are alive in you.
Hallelujah. I love to use that word. Hallelujah. The highest praise. You know, we praise a lot of people, and that's okay. But remember, the highest praise belongs to God. That's why when we say hallelujah, it separates that praise. That praise belongs to God. My hallelujah only belongs to God. It not belongs to man. And on this Monday morning, we give God the highest praise. Mm-hmm. People might be saying, Diane, in the world is in chaos. The world is in what? In chaos. When we look around, we see that. We know that. It's real. The world is in chaos. And the people will say, outside of those who, if you don't know God, you'll be quickly saying, where God is? Where is God in all of this? Where is God? God is in it. God have us here. God has us here. We are in the earth realm to demonstrate where God is. Mm-hmm. I heard people ask, where God is in us? Where God is in all of this? God is in it. God is in you. You have love. God is in me. I have love. God is in you. You show mercy to those who need mercy. God is in all of this with us. The only hands he has is our hands in the earth realm. The only feet he has in the earth realm is our feet. The only mouth he has in the earth realm is our mouth. So here God is all of this. It's time for the Christian to arise and speak up. Speak up. How you speak up? Against injustice. Speak up against the abomination, the evil of our time. And show forth, not condemn. We speak up against that, against the kingdom of darkness. We love everyone. We don't condemn no one, but we don't condone evil. Hallelujah. I'm fired up there this morning.
And when we're speaking the truth, you only have to say the truth one time.
Yes.
Because the truth is the truth. The Bible tells us that we could do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. So we don't have to be the loudest in the room. Once we release that word of truth, We allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest, because the Holy Spirit will then bring that word of truth back into remembrance and bring the spirit of conviction upon the hearer. So we don't have to be loud. We don't have to be boisterous. We don't have to be fighting our point into the ground. The truth speaks for itself. It's when somebody's telling a lie that they got to bring it at you all different kind of ways, make sure that you believe it. Operating and you're speaking the truth, to release that truth, that simple truth, and let it be. Let the Holy Spirit take it from there, because the word of God, it's living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, the Bible tells us in Hebrews, and that it can divide. It's a discerner, and it could go in between the bone and the marrow. It could go in between the spirit and the soul. It's the only thing that could get into those places. So when human reasoning doesn't work, when debating doesn't work, when being all loud and over the top doesn't work, just release a simple word of truth. We are workers with Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, Paul tells us, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." So just as Pastor Bedford just said, we are workers together with Jesus Christ. We are working together. When you're operating in your gifts, when you're operating in your talents, and that creativity is flowing, you don't feel like you're alone. You could be alone physically in a room, but when you are operating in your gifts, when you're operating in your creativity, you know that you are working together with him. That's why the things that you love to do, your hobbies and such, you could just sit and you could do them for hours at a time, not get tired, be doing them late at night, early in the morning, to making sure that they get done. He is working with you. You are working together. When your creativity is flowing, God is with you. We serve a creative God. We serve a God of great exploits. We serve a God who has deposited in each and every one of us great talents, and he is looking for a return. Do not receive the grace of God in vain. He has been more than good to each and every one of us. So we must continue to work the works of him who sent us in this time and bring forth that everything God desires to be brought forth through us in the earth realm.
Hallelujah. If there's no other time we need this teaching, it's now. Increase like Jesus. Increase like Jesus. We need to go back to look at the life of Jesus and how Jesus increased in the earth realm. He increased in everything that is good. He did not increase in evil. He increased in whatsoever is good, because God is ultimate good. And when we adopt Jesus Christ as our Savior, when he comes into our life, we ought to start to increase like he did. And we want to look this morning quickly before we run out of time, because we will run out of time here, in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. So for all of those who join us this morning, we welcome you to Make Your Day Count. We came on this radio over 2 years ago to tell you one thing, and we stick with it. That was a message that we got from the Father above. Tell my people to make their day count. And we are faithful to that. Every day we come on this radio station, we come here to just remind you, this is the day you get. You're not sure about no other day. You only have this day. Make it what? Count. Make it what? Count. Make it count for God. Oh, I'm so fired up, Diane.
Luke chapter 2, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
You see, so where is God in it? You need to increase in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and then show it with man. So you increase in wisdom, you increase in stature, you increase in the favor of God first on your life, then the favor of man. So Jesus increased in those ways. Absolutely. Jesus increased in wisdom. So we want to look at that. Wisdom first. The Bible says Proverbs. In Proverbs it says wisdom is what? The principal thing. Wisdom is the number one. You have to operate in wisdom. wisdom of God. The wisdom of God surpasses the wisdom of men. Job talked about it, that there's a wisdom from above. We need to acquire wisdom from above. Because Job tells us that earthly wisdom are sensual, it's evil, it's corrupt. It teaches us to do corrupt things. You know some wise one out there who have the wisdom of this world, they know how to cheat. Come on, don't let me start this one this morning. They got good wisdom to do that. But the wisdom of God is completely different. It's higher. And that's what we ought to do, seek the increase, not in the wisdom of the world, but the increase in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. I give you a shout. I'm fired up.
So in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, it's we're told, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Love her, and she will keep you.
Yeah.
That's wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding.
Increase in everything you're going to increase in. The number one thing here, wisdom is the what? The principal thing. Don't forsake her. Wisdom of God will guide you. The wisdom of God will preserve your life. The wisdom of God will protect you from everything that is evil and corrupt in this world.
Proverbs 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver.
Come on. And this Monday morning, I'm pushing my Make Your Day Count people to get what?
Wisdom.
Operate in wisdom. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Yeah, that's what the psalmist says. David says that. Don't walk in that kind of wisdom. Blessed, happy is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the pathways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's where wisdom comes from.
Proverbs 19, verse 8 tells us, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul.
Come on.
He who keeps understanding will find good. So our soul, we know, is our thoughts, it's our emotions. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. So we must operate in wisdom. We go through the door of knowledge, understanding, in order to be able to operate in wisdom. Wisdom is knowing not only what to do, how to do
it,
but when to do it, which solution to bring forth for the problem at hand. So a wise person judges the situation. They go through their toolbox of resources in their mind. They go through the scenarios. They think it through ahead of time, and then they act in the right way at the right time by doing the right thing. That is wisdom. Wisdom has been tested. We cannot operate in wisdom if we've never tested the truths of the Word of God, of the possible solutions. So we have to be active in the Word of God, knowing that God will not fail. He will not leave us in shame. He will not fail. When God is for you, who could be against you? The answer to that is nobody. Join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count. Is gone.